Oklahoma is famous for tornadoes, and the safest place to be in a tornado is a basement, right? But in Oklahoma, they don't have many basements. In fact, only 3% of homes have them. Why? Well, because for a long time, the people in Oklahoma have believed that you can't build basements in their soil. That's not actually true, but try convincing anyone in Oklahoma of that. Producer Charles Monroe Kane called Mike Hancock, a guy with a tough job. He's a basement contractor in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Mike, why do you think people have this mindset? Why aren't people building basements? I mean, they would be safer if they did.
People would be safer if they could build, if they would build basements. Absolutely, 100%.
And they can, because you've built 800 of them.
And they can, and we have built a lot of them. Yes, that's true.
Not to get too dark, but about a year ago, we're coming up on the anniversary here in Moore, Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
The city was devastated. Everyone had to rebuild.
Yes.
I mean, I'm afraid I know the answer to this question, but did they rebuild with basements?
Of the 8,000 plus houses and structures that were actually taken out down there, I received basically two calls for, let's look at the option of doing a basement. We're literally going to be putting a small basement, if you want to call it. That's really not a true basement like you would think of in Wisconsin or in Kansas City or Chicago. It is literally a storm shelter type of basement that's a 20 by 20 so they can go down during the storm. Out of all of that, I'm only going to do one.
You're only going to do one?
I'm going to do one.
Now, there's a government subsidy from the state of Oklahoma that pays for basements, right?
There is a government subsidy, and there has been in the past also in 2006, I believe, we had another tornado through the Moore area, and there was a government subsidy that actually did contribute to paying for storm shelters and basements.
Mike, I got to admit, it kind of blows my mind. Doesn't it blow your mind?
It does. It really is frustrating. It's a very, very frustrating to go talk to people every day. I mean, a good example is we'll be at the Chesapeake Arena where the Oklahoma City Thunder play basketball, and they're playing basketball in the basement of the arena, and the guy next to me will say, you can't put basements in Oklahoma.
Jeez.
And I can ask him, where'd you park? I parked next door at the Cox Convention Center. Well, that's in the basement of the Cox Convention Center. It's just like, and they'll still say, you can't do that.
Now, that is a hell of a myth, isn't it? A hell of a myth that turns down free money and could save your family. That is a myth. You're not from Oklahoma, are you?
No, I am not from Oklahoma originally. Right. I am from Kansas originally. And we all have basements in every house. 150 miles north of here, every house has a basement in it. In Oklahoma, you just cross this magic border, and it says, oh, we got to change our whole mindset and do something completely different here. And I don't know where it truly comes from, but it is truly a mindset that is really hard to break. You know, if everybody says no, then that must be the way it is, because that has to be real and that has to be the facts. Instead of doing your research and checking into it, a lot of people just go with, oh, it's easier for me and it's real simple for me to just go with the crowd versus going against the crowd and saying, oh, I want to do a basement.
Mike Hancock builds basements in Edmond, Oklahoma. He talked with Charles Monroe Kane.